You know, I'll acknowledge some people are paying a lot more attention, a lot closer attention to what's been going on at Hamilton High School over the last couple of years than others. Certainly, if you're a fan of high school football, you are familiar with Hamilton over there in Chandler. Certainly one of the premier, if not the premier, high school football program in the state of Arizona, and championships to back that up. But they've also been embroiled in a bit of controversy regarding hazing incidents that are coming to a head in the form of a civil suit.
Yeah, the criminal aspect of this kind of got wrapped up a little bit earlier this year, at least as far as the Maricopa County Attorney's Office is concerned, when he decided not to charge several officials because he said due to lack of evidence. But now we've got a civil suit moving forward. And to help us figure out the difference between the two and where this could potentially end up, we have KTIR's legal analyst, Monica Lindstrom, joining us right now. Good afternoon to you, Monica.
Good morning or afternoon. Is it already afternoon?
Oh, it's 11:30. We're rounding up.
We're getting there. Hey, we're getting there. People are going to grab their lunch right now. So
that's true.
When you take a look at the civil suit that has now been filed on behalf of these five students and their parents, I think is what it is. How is the civil suit different than the criminal suit? I mean, is it a different threshold of evidence to find? How does that all work?
Yeah, so in criminal cases, the prosecutor is the one that brings the case, and they have to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. So when you're trying to prove your case to a jury, the jury has to decide beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant is guilty, that something happened, right? In civil cases, the standard is much lower, and a lot of times people will explain it like you need maybe 51% or maybe 60%. It's a much lower standard because you're not dealing with jail time, right? You're not dealing with someone's freedom. You're typically only dealing with money. That's okay. Civil cases about the only punishment you can get is to order somebody to not do something, to stop doing something, or to pay over some money. So that's really what we've got going on here is the plaintiffs, who are all minors, you know, mm-hmm. minor teenagers, and their parents are the plaintiffs. And all the defendants are either the minor defendants, meaning those other teenagers on the team that allegedly had assaulted the plaintiffs or had some kind of involvement in it, the school district, and those that work for the school and their spouses. So that's what you're looking at here. And it all centers around the alleged assaults that took place and the failure of the school, the coaches, the principal, the athletic director to do anything about it.
I want to just kind of have you expand upon just a little nugget that you threw in there, that it's not just the school districts and the, you know, administrators that were supposedly involved in all of this. It's also their spouses. Why would the spouses be thrown into this as well?
Yeah, that's weird.
Arizona is a community property state. So that means when a couple is married, they're both on the hook for everything each other does, essentially. So if there's a judgment that is put down or that a court hands down against a husband, if it's against him personally, meaning not in his official capacity as the principal of a school, for example, his wife is also brought into that because their property, their money, their home, everything is community property. They both own it. So what's happening in this lawsuit is the plaintiff sued, let's take the principal, athletic director, and coaches as an example, mm-hmm. sued them in their official capacity, but also sued them personally, which means they have to bring in their spouses. And the reason why they do that is the school can turn around and say, look, they acted outside their scope of employment. They went so far beyond what we would want them to do that the school shouldn't be held accountable for this anymore. You need to go after them personally. And that's one of the reasons why they're named personal as well as in the official.
Got it.
It's a strategy, for lack of better terms. Again, Monica Lindstrom, KTAR legal analyst, on with us right now as we talk about the civil suit moving forward regarding the Hamilton High School hazing cases. We know there was a notice of claim explain that a little bit, that the plaintiffs in this case basically, it appears, threw out something of a number collectively. If they meet that number, this goes away and it goes to trial if they don't agree. Is that how I read a notice of claim?
Kinda. The notice of claim is a requirement. Anytime that you want to sue a government entity and the school district and the school, that's a government entity. you have to put them on notice. So they require that 6 months before you sue them, you have to give them a notice of claim. Or I'm sorry, it's within 6 months of something happening, you have to put them on notice that you may sue them or you are going to sue them. That way, it gives that government entity time to preserve evidence, to do some investigation, maybe start protecting itself, and work with that potential plaintiff to see if there's something you can settle on. So in a notice of claim, there's almost always a number that is thrown out saying, hey, we'll settle for this amount. Very rarely does anybody ever actually settle for that amount, but it puts the government entity on notice of what the claims are and what the plaintiffs are potentially asking for when it comes to the dollar amount.
And the notice of claim that was filed last September was seeking a total of $44 million from the Chandler Unified School District.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, I could see why that wouldn't necessarily
They're not going to immediately just go, okay, you take
Monica, checks. Again, we're talking to Monica Lindstrom here regarding the civil suit filed against Hamilton High School's coach and administrator, school and school district here. So in a civil suit like this, would the five students who are the plaintiffs in this case, as well as their parents, would they take the stand? Would they be telling a jury their situation and what happened to them?
Yeah, a jury has been requested in this case. Okay. And if this matter were to go to trial, I don't think it would go to trial for at least 2 or 3 years because you have so many plaintiffs. They're alleging mental and physical injury, which means there's going to be a lot of doctor visits, doctor reports, depositions, interviews, that kind of thing. They would have to take the stand and explain and testify what happened to them, who was involved, what conversations were had, and what injuries they have experienced and are continuing to experience. A jury needs to hear that. So if this were to go to trial, it would be a highly emotional and perhaps even a very traumatic experience. Nobody wants to get up on the witness stand. Everybody thinks that they can handle it. I've been on the witness stand before as an attorney. It's still nerve-wracking. So you're talking about young adults by the time this were to get to trial. They would have to get up and tell their story, and it would likely be very embarrassing for them and emotionally disturbing.
Monica, one last quick question for you. We're up against the clock here, but I'm hoping you can shed some light on this because the county attorney decided not to file charges against the principal, former athletic director, former head football coach, because he says there were not enough victims that came forward to make a strong case. So five alleged victims that are making the case that they will stand before a jury in a civil case, that wasn't enough
Still
for the county attorney?
And it all comes down to the different standard. The county attorney has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. Civil case, you don't have to prove it as much or as hard, right? So that's what it comes down to. And I'll point out that the county attorney did say, though, that the door is still open. And if more evidence, witnesses, and victims come to light, even, say, from the civil case, the county attorney can turn around and use that in charge.